It is once again time for the Chatham County Roundup on 97.9 The Hill, our weekly check-in with our friends and neighbors just across the county line to see what's going on in the Chatham community. And there is a lot to catch up with Chair of the County Commissioners, Karen Howard, with this week. Karen, happy Tuesday. How are you?
Happy Tuesday. I'm good. Thank you.
Absolutely. Let's start with kind of the more exciting news, I think it's fair to say, for Chatham, which was the big, big announcement last week that we had already kind of seen floating around thanks to some great reporting weeks prior. VinFast, a new startup electric car company, has chosen Chatham to be their manufacturing headquarters. It seems incredibly, incredibly exciting. I don't know how aware you were of the project being in the works, but it sounds like, Karen, this came together extremely fast for a project of this size and nature.
It did. It absolutely did. I was aware of a project. They come in with code names, and we're not getting any details because they are very cautious about leaking information prior to us actually making the decision or them actually deciding to land in Chatham. But we were hearing, getting updates and requests and questions about this particular site that they're landing at. They've landed at a Triangle Innovation Point. And so it was still very exciting for us. A very aggressive timeline, absolutely. And our staff, our attorney, Department of Commerce, Governor's Office, all worked really well together. Our EDC, EDCNP, all had to work really collaboratively to get this done. This is massive. This is on a scale that, we just have not seen, certainly not in Chatham, but even at the state level, have not seen this kind of investment. And to have it be an electric car manufacturing was really just the icing on the cake for us.
Yeah, it absolutely sounds like it. And when we were able to talk with Bill Horner of the Chatham News and Record last week following the big announcement, a lot of the talk was about, how this is going to absolutely transform growth and how the Chatham County community have been looking for a project of this sort for that Moncure area and community for a while. But, when you hear the numbers, the amount of money that's likely going to be kind of injected into the local community, Karen, how do you wrap your head around it? Because the numbers are so big.
They really are staggering. So I think there's a couple of things. One is that there's going to be a ramp up time, right? So it's not on day one, it won't be doing what it will be doing at year 10. And so there is some time for us to sort of grow into that space. But also we've been ready at the local government level and having those conversations with Sanford, having those larger conversations with our partners at the state level about how we support industry in this region, how we are intentional and mindful around what we want to attract here. And so it's been, it's still huge. We're only now going to begin the really hard part of the work, right? Actually getting this thing up and running, getting our residents, our citizens, people from around the region really skilled up and ready to work at the plant. And that's going to be a lot of hard work, but we've been having these collaborative conversations. So none of this is going to be brand new, where we know that our community college is going to be a critical partner in developing courses and certifications so that people can be employed by the company. And we're going to have to ramp up the number of people that we have in permitting, and there's going to have to be, aggressive timelines around getting things in place in order for them to meet their goal of being open and producing in July of 2024. But we're having those conversations. We have great partners at the state and the local level, and it can be done. Is it going to be easy? No. And are the changes that affect Chatham going to be significant and transformational? Absolutely. And there will be some growing pains. So we're going to reap the benefits, but we are going to have some growing pains, and we are aware of that. And so we're going to be thoughtfully and intentionally approaching those as well. But the benefit that is coming to our community so vastly outweighs these growing pains and these sort of hurdles that we're going to have to jump over to get to that place. The fact that we have been a community that has been out commuting to jobs historically is a challenge for the community. It's a challenge when we think about our environmental impacts, the greenhouse gases that are produced by, thousands of households having to out commute to work every single day. That's significant. And also the burden that residential property carries in Chatham has been significant. We don't have a lot of large industrial partners paying property taxes, and the bulk of the resources for building schools, for building infrastructure, for building libraries and public service needs have all fallen on the shoulders of ordinary households. And now we have a massive taxpayer coming into place, and this will bring in other industries and other partners that will also be paying property taxes and not a significant user of those resources either. So I think it's really, in every way, it's a win. We could not have asked for a more responsible partner. VinFast has a history of building green buildings and wanting to hold that standard. They pride themselves on that. It's an electric car manufacturing company. And we keep saying that that is the way of the future. We need to be looking at electrifying our fleet at the county level. And they are producing electric buses in Vietnam. And the plan is to do that here as well at some point. And I think that's, that is going to be a benefit not just to Chatham, but to the entire state.
Once again, we're speaking with Chair of the Chatham County Commissioners, Karen Howard, on the Chatham County Roundup. And you can find more details about what's going on with the county government at chathamnc.gov. And we're talking about, of course, the big announcement that happened last week, where VinFast, a Vietnamese electrical car startup company, has chosen Chatham County and specifically the Mon Cure community for its site of its U.S. manufacturing plant, the manufacturing plant for its vehicles. Extremely exciting news. And Karen, frankly, you just covered a lot of the questions that I had. But one that I still do have is, how does it feel for a company like VinFast to, from Vietnam, not even in North Carolina, but on the other side of the world, to choose Chatham as the spot for its kind of new home?
Absolutely. How do we get on the radar of a company like this? And, I think it's excellent marketing has been done of the mega sites. The number of mega sites that are available is shrinking. Every time one is taken by a Toyota or whatever, they're fewer. So we have had that kind of visibility. But also, North Carolina is, I think, positioning itself to be a corridor for this kind of industry, for innovative, really forward-thinking industry and development. And so we are benefiting from that in terms of what the state is doing. And Chatham has been really specifically marketing our mega sites locally, but globally as well. And I think that this is we're reaping the benefits of that. And it's exciting. It's absolutely exciting. I think about all of the families that will now have the option of their kids staying here and finding a good paying job because of this. As a parent myself, I think this is absolutely the direction we want to be going. And we want to continue to be able to do this. And a foreign investment is probably going to be a significant part of that. And I think that's a good thing. It's a good thing when we're able to have things manufactured in our country with our supply chains clear and cut out and available and accessible. I think this is probably the wave of the future.
Again, it's really remarkable news, and we've shared some stories on it. You can find more at the ChathamNewsRecord.com and their newspaper. They've done some incredible reporting, and the county government website itself has plenty of news as well, ChathamNC.gov. ChathamCountyNC.gov, I should say. And once again, we're speaking with Chair of the County Commissioners, Karen Howard. Turning back to kind of the local government side, I know in terms of some more recent news, there was a county commissioner meeting last night. Are there any highlights for the community that you want to share from that? It did seem like it was a relatively light agenda.
It was. And I think the most important thing in that conversation was that we were hearing from the company that's preparing our Unified Development Ordinance. So Code Chatham is underway, and it is a complete review of our UDO. And it's an opportunity for the community to hear and weigh in on how we develop and the kind of regulations we would like to see around that development. We've had some challenges of late with the way development is having, in spite of us having a UDO that you know has sort of served its purpose and now is clearly beginning to age, because we're finding ourselves in difficult positions with regard to certain kinds of development, and in particular conservation subdivisions and some of the other options as we grow, as Chatham becomes more desirable for residential and commercial growth. I think it's simply time that we revisited the rules and put in the kinds of protections that will play along with the values that the community has said were important to them. So rural preservation, development nodes, protecting our environment, and this is how we do that. And so I think people should listen, stay involved, go onto the county website. You can see Code Chatham and look at what has been produced so far. And we will be getting updates on that. And I think the community should absolutely stay involved and keep voicing your opinions and letting us know and the code and writers know what matters to us.
Yeah, there's a lot more discussion that we will not be able to squeeze into this segment that happened at the board meeting last night. So be sure to go check that out.
Yeah.
Anything else happening around the county government or just the Chatham community you want to take a few moments to highlight for listeners, Karen?
Yeah, so we did declare it, county government, it's county government month, and we do want to highlight for citizens in Chatham and around the, you know, around the state that there are things that happen at the local county level that matter to you, and this is a great month to seek out some opportunities to find out what's happening in your county. There is going to be an art competition for a calendar. And NACO, National Association of Counties, is handling that. We'll have information about that on our website. And this is, it was Child Abuse Prevention Month as well, which we announced at our last meeting. And we want to keep a focus on that. Safe communities, safe kids, safe families. Make for a community that is welcoming and raises kids in safe, healthy, supportive environments. And we want to be in Chatham.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, again, the county government website is chathamcountync.gov if you want to go find out more information about pretty much everything we have been talking with Chair of the Chatham County Commissioners, Karen Howard, about this afternoon. Karen, as always, thank you so much for taking the time to join the segment, and we look forward to catching up with you again on the Chatham County Roundup soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.